This is Optimal Work Daily, episode 1075. I quit my job, rejecting the clear career path and going out on my own. Part 1 by Kevin of FinancialPanther.com. And I am your narrator. My name is Dan, and I'm here with you every single day. Today, I've got a post that's on the longer side, so we're going to break it into two. I'll read the first half for you right now and finish up the rest for you in the Monday show tomorrow. So let's get right to part 1 now and optimize your life. I quit my job, rejecting the clear career path and going out on my own. Part 1 by Kevin of FinancialPanther.com. About a year ago, I had a really bad day at work. So bad, in fact, that before I left work that day, I put an important event into my Google Calendar. I picked a date exactly 1 year into the future and wrote the following: quit job by today and go all in on the blog. It was an audacious thing for me to write, but it's not like it came out of nowhere. Over the past 3 years, this blog has become a really important part of my life, something that I've worked on pretty consistently in the free hours of my day. It's added up to countless hours of my life and literally hundreds of thousands of words. That's a lot of work, but it seems to have paid off to some degree, as this blog has built up a pretty sizable audience. Importantly, the blog has also gotten to the point where it's started to generate some regular monthly income. Not enough for me to be rich or anything, but enough that for a while now I've had to seriously consider whether writing was something that I could actually do for a living. There's a funny thing that I've been doing over the past few years that I think speaks volumes about my priorities. I don't get sick too often, so I tend to accumulate a lot of sick days at work, and every once in a while I'll take a random sick day and then spend that day working on my blog at a coffee shop or co-working space. When I feel like a change of scenery, I'll turn on some of my gig apps and go do some deliveries or walk some dogs. Whenever I thought about what I wanted my ideal life to look like, I kept looking back at those sick days. Working on my own schedule, out in the world rather than stuck in an office, doing the things I wanted to do. That's exactly how I wanted to live my life. Instead of doing that, however, I was essentially doing the opposite. Working for someone else, on their schedule, doing the things they wanted me to do, at the place they wanted me to do it at. I was following the clear career path, a path that had been laid out for me long ago by family, friends, society, etc. It always felt like such a shame that the best and most productive hours of my life weren't being used in the way I wanted to use them. Work is such an important part of our lives, basically more than 50% of our waking hours. But the work I wanted to do, writing, creating, and building my own thing, was getting relegated to my off hours, an afterthought to my life. That just didn't seem right to me. So, about 6 weeks ago, I made a big move. I followed through with what I wrote a year ago, and I quit my job. Rejecting the clear career path. I've now been officially self-employed since mid-March, working full-time on this blog during the day and filling my lunch and evening hours with sharing economy and gig economy apps. It's been a liberating experience, going from set hours every day, stuck in an office, to now being able to work whenever I want with no one telling me what to do. Those sick days that I enjoyed so much are now something that I can do every day. In retrospect, I probably should have known that the clear career path wasn't going to make me happy. Back when I was interviewing for summer associate positions, interviewers would always ask me why I wanted to become a lawyer. Looking back at it, I realize I never had a good answer to that question, and any answer I gave was pretty much a lie. There's probably no surer sign that a career path isn't right for you than when you need to lie about why you want to do it. I struggled a lot at my first lawyer job, working as an associate at a big law firm. I found the environment very stressful, and I knew pretty much from the beginning that I wasn't going to last very long there. My plan, though, was simple. I was going to use my income, pay off my student loans as fast as I could, then get a different lawyer job that would be more fulfilling, where I could really grow my career. I chalked up my unhappiness solely to the fact that big law is a tough job. My next job, I told myself, would be better. But that didn't happen. I ended up finding a job as an attorney for a state agency, doing legal work on behalf of the state. But that job didn't make me happier either. I woke up dreading going to work each day. This idea that I had built in my head that working in government would be better for me just wasn't true. With no student loans to worry about, though, I made the move out of there a little bit faster. And so I ended up at my last job, working in a non-traditional legal role for a nonprofit. This job, I thought, would definitely be the one I could build a career on, with solid 9-to-5 hours and no stressful lawyer things to deal with. But once again, the same issues came up for me. I wasn't happy with what I was doing professionally. Being stuck in an office, doing the same thing over and over, having to take vacation days to leave the office, all of that made me miserable. To be continued. You just listened to part one of the post titled, I Quit My Job, Rejecting the Clear Career Path and Going Out on My Own, by Kevin of FinancialPanther.com. When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. And one of the things I really love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. And thank you to Kevin, who, as you heard in the post, is an attorney and the blogger behind Financial Panther, which is a blog about personal finance, travel hacking, and side hustling using the gig economy. Kevin paid off $87,000 worth of student loans in just 2.5 years by choosing not to live like a big-shot lawyer. He's passionate about earning money using the gig economy, and you can see all the ways he makes extra income every single month in his side hustle reports. You can check out more of his great content at financialpanther.com. But that's going to do it for today here on Optimal Work Daily. Hope your weekend is wrapping up nicely if you're listening in real time, and thank you as always for being here. So I'll see you back here tomorrow where we're going to finish up this post from Kevin and where your optimal life awaits.